welcome back into the buzzer beater here this morning on AM 1340 KXEO. And we are excited for the start of the basketball season here in just a couple of weeks.
But won't be long.
Before we get to that, there was the final games of the regular season last night, high school football. As a matter of fact, Mexico senior night last night, they had 12 seniors that they honored. Played a very tough school, a Class 5 school in MICDS, and well...
Did you hear, Mac, what the tuition is to MICDS?
No idea.
$34,000 a year.
Is that all?
That's it.
Well,
that's so if you're a really good football player and you'd like to showcase that, I guess you pay $34,000 a year. Wow.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know that my car costs that much. But anyway, the final score last night, 45-7, MICDS comes out on top. This means that Mexico is going to be going to Kirksville next week. It's a Friday night game in Kirksville. We played a competitive game against Kirksville a couple of weeks ago. Kirksville with a big win over Centralia. We'll talk about that here in a minute. But, who knows? What are the chances the Bulldogs go in there and pull off an upset?
I think they've got a shot. It's like you said, we played competitively. We're a little healthier now. The question is do we get some breaks to go our way? You know, last night we played the Rams. Had some calls that didn't go quite our way. We looked like we were moving through an interception, an untimely interception, and then things. You know, that's the way football goes. It's the way any contest goes. You get a little momentum. And the team's either got to step up and stop it, or they're going to get steamrolled by it. And that's what happened last night a little bit by the Rams. And you know what? Hopefully things go our way in Kirksville.
Football's a game of momentum. And, you know, I know there were a lot of people upset last night because it looked like their quarterback, Menicky, was sacked, and his knee was down on the ground. He ends up making a throw to the end zone. The receiver catches it. But does that change things there a little bit if he's called down?
And well, there's a lot of things that change it. I mean, if we don't commit a penalty on 4th and 7, they instead had a 4th and 2. They ended up scoring on it down deep in Mexico territory. You know, all of those things play into it because it's a mindset. Once you get behind by a couple of 3 touchdowns, you know that you're in a hole. And every time something negative happens, it just kind of adds to it. It's like, oh, man. So, you know, the more you can stop those negative plays, the more you can build on having a positive play for yourself because it takes a positive attitude to create energy on your side. And, you know, you could see that with Mexico. They finally got something going late. Caden Benny got his score. And you could see it kind of uplifted the entire team, even though it was only, I think at the time, 39-7. The entire team kind of felt good about themselves. And, momentum is, as you said, it's a big part of playing high school. It's a big part of playing any contest. Sports contest.
Those 50-50 plays that we saw throughout the game, you don't expect that if they would have gone the Bulldogs' way because the score was so lopsided, you don't expect that it would have changed the result. But even then, if Mexico might have played the game a little bit closer and finished with a closer result, they would bring even more, a little bit confidence into that game against Kirksville because they're definitely going to need it because Kirksville has shown that they're really, really tough this year after going undefeated on the year.
No doubt. Mexico ends up the regular season with a 4-5 record. Speaking of Kirksville, as you just alluded to, they are 9-0 in the regular season. They beat Centralia last night 41-12. We didn't know what to expect there. They kept the Panthers off the board in the first half. Centralia did score in the third and the fourth, but, one touchdown for Ethan Ross, one touchdown for Deke Maynard, and that was all that the Panthers could muster against a bigger school, a bigger team.
Well, and we know Jace Kent is a good running back. I mean, we saw him. He is elusive, hard to tackle. I don't know what he ended up with last night, but he's a very good running back. And, you know, head coach Steve Haig talked about when they played him, they wanted to stop the passing game, and they did that. And I'm not so sure that you want to stop the passing game, quite honestly. I'm not so sure that they have a good enough passing game to beat you. I think if you can stop that run game with Jace Kent load up for him, I think you got a good chance of beating Kirksville. Easier said than done, though. They're big up front.
No doubt about it. We're going to continue on with the scores here. We'll go over to Maddie Tolbert.
North Callaway outlasted Wright City 46-42 last
night. And outlasted is right. We talked about that game being a shootout, and indeed it was.
Yeah, congratulations to the Thunderbirds. Only Kevin one O'Neal. Loss on the season. Kevin O'Neill and his guys, I tell you what, I think they're going to make some noise in the district playoffs.
Yeah, another one last night was Hickman, who took down Chaminade by a touchdown by a score of 28-21. And Hickman, they finished with a 4-5 regular season record. They had that three-game win streak in the middle of the year. And apart from that, it's a huge improvement from last year. That last year, they were 0-10.
I'm not sure when the last time Hickman had four wins. I mean, you might be talking close to a decade.
And I know that the last time they had a winning record was just over 10 years ago, and they got pretty darn close this year, and I think that they can take a lot of positives away going into the playoffs.
Layton.
Father Tolton narrowly escaped St. Michael 29-28.
Not a surprise here. Troy Buchanan taking down Battle last night 49-28. Troy Buchanan, I think that they have aspirations for a state title game this year, and they very well may get there.
I think you're absolutely right. Helias, another team looking to do the same. They did the heavy lifting last night as they beat Lift for Life 17-12.
Capital City came out on top of Quincy 42-31.
And Blair Oaks, they finished the year 8-1 with a shutout of Southern Boone by the score of 42-0.
And California played a close game against Hallsville 42-36.
Wow.
Wow. All right, I'm going to
California. Saw that too,
California beats Hallsville.
Yeah.
Hallsville has certainly have to have some injuries.
One,
I mean the Pinos.
That's probably the most points Pinos have scored all season. I'm guessing. I'll look at the guys who've been covering, but that's
well, they
incredible.
Played Fulton and had a pretty nice win against them several weeks back, but I don't think they put up 42 points in that game. So a nice game here.
Speaking
one shocker deserves
Speaking
another.
Speaking of Fulton.
The Fulton Hornets, they are not going to go winless this season. As a matter of fact, they picked up their first victory last night with a 22-6 win over Duchenne. I know you kept looking at me last night whenever I was reading that score during halftime. You're like, is that right? But
how bad is Duchenne?
Well,
I'm sorry.
Know. Maybe Fulton just caught fire.
Maybe.
And here they come.
Maybe they did.
Okay.
Maybe they did. Boonville beat Eldon 46-21.
Rockbridge outlasted Howell 28-21.
And Moberly edged out were edged out by Orchard Farm in overtime 36-35. We were checking this one on the show last night. It was 28-28 going into overtime. So if my thinking is correct, I think Moberly started with the ball. They got out to a 35-28 lead, and Orchard Farm ended up with the walk-off two-point conversion for the win.
Tough luck for Moberly this season. Only two wins, and they're just not used to that over in Moberly. So.
And Bowling Green dominated.
Got tissue somewhere.
I'm sorry.
Late one more time, Bowling Green.
Dominated Mark Twain 64-12.
So we do know that one district game has been set for next week. That is on the Mission website right now. It's a Saturday game. The Centralia Panthers will play Winfield in Winfield on Saturday at 4 p.m.
Winfield, one of those schools that doesn't have lights, so it has to be on a Saturday instead of on a Friday night. But yeah, most games are going to be Friday night, just like Mexico Kirksville, and that's what we'll be talking about next week, not only here, but also on the Scoreboard Show on Friday night on Country 96.
Win or go home next week. It will be big time high school playoffs, and another thing that we kind of want to allude to today before we get into anything else is there's some high school softball games that are going on, a big game going on over in Paris. We called the community R6 softball game on Monday night. Paris came out, and they were on fire very, very early.
Yeah.
15-0, a win against community, and now Paris is hosting this district. It's a sectional game, super sectional game in Paris against Cairo. That's going to take place at 1 p.m. today.
Lady Bearcats, very good. Going to be a tough matchup for the Lady Coyotes, but we wish them the best of luck. And We'll see who comes out on top there. Also, another big game, Centralia is in action. The Panthers are going to have a tough matchup as well.
Well, Centralia football is playing Winfield next week. Centralia softball is playing Winfield this afternoon at 4 p.m. That game, though, the softball game is going to be taking place in Centralia. I think that's going to be some pretty good softball if you get a chance to get out this afternoon.
I'm going Panthers.
Yeah, I pick Panthers. Yeah. Absolutely. I think that they've got a shot to make it to Springfield this season.
I hope so.
So we need to talk about college football today. Mizzou is pretty banged up heading into Alabama against the Crimson Tide. I don't know what to expect here, but I don't know that it's going to be a real good outcome for Mizzou today.
I know what we can hope, and what we can hope is that Mizzou brings what they brought the last couple of years against some of these big teams. The last couple of years, Mizzou played Georgia when they were the number one team, and they were one of the closest teams to beating them all year a couple of years ago. We've got to hope that they bring the same thing, but it's going to be tough with Nate Noel out on the sidelines for this game. And
Mookie Cooper.
And not only that, it's on the road as well.
Questionable for today.
I don't think Brady Cook's going to play, but we'll see.
Not only that, it's on the road, and so they don't have the home field Columbia advantage, and so it's going to be extremely tough. But there's always hope.
You know, I'm trying to watch the hope grow in my hand right now.
Yes, exactly. There are some really good games in college football this week. LSU, Texas A&M, Illinois, Oregon, Nebraska, Ohio State, Texas against Vanderbilt, Mizzou, Alabama, Notre Dame, Navy. Kind of a separation week, if you will. We're going to find out who are the really good teams and who have kind of been the pretenders with some early cupcake season wins. So we'll weed out some people, to say the least. It should be very interesting. Speaking of college football, Missouri quarterback Chase Daniel, less than a week after being enshrined in the Missouri Sports Hall of Fame, has been named to the 2024 Southeastern Conference Football Legends Class. He'll be honored during the SEC Championship game December 7th in Atlanta. The only question is, will Missouri be in Atlanta?
Okay. I don't know that I'll speculate on that. But
yes.
We kind of want to switch back around real quickly, give a shout-out to the Mexico High School volleyball girls. They had their season come to an end this week. They had to go and play Veritas Christian Academy. That was in Winfield. They ended up with 12 wins on the season, just one shy of tying a record for most wins in a season. It was 13. That hadn't been done since the year 2000. So congratulations to the Lady Bulldogs volleyballers on a great season.
Absolutely. Absolutely. A couple of quick hits. Blues lose Robert Thomas, get Oscar Sundquist back off of IR. Chiefs pick up DeAndre Hopkins. Gotta like that.
Gotta like it. What I don't like is the last team that the Chiefs lost to were the Las Vegas Raiders. That was last year around Christmas time. Guess who they're playing this week?
Yeah, absolutely. So. We'll see if they can bounce back. One other thing to talk about. There was a game on TV last night. I know a lot of people in mid-Missouri may not have been watching it, but, man, what a game.
You and I got home just in time to watch the end of it.
I was checking in on the updates during the ad breaks over on the Ed Morse Motor Scoreboard Show, and Freddie Freeman hit the walk-off Grand Slam, the first ever walk-off Grand Slam in World Series history, the long 120-plus years history of the World Series, the first ever walk-off Grand Slam, and it means that the Dodgers go into Game 2 tonight with the 1-0 lead.
Well, it was funny because he hit it, and as soon as he hit it, I said, Kirk Gibson. And my wife said,
"Who?
Who's Kirk Gibson?"
Right.
And about, oh, I don't know, a minute later, they showed Kirk Gibson on the TV.
Hobbled up Kirk Gibson hitting that home run. The 1988 World Series against the A's. Yes, indeed. We want to go around real quickly as the buzzer beater comes to an end here this morning, give our athlete shout-outs of the week. Maddie Tolbert, you've been thinking about this. Looks like you got somebody on your mind.
I'll give it to Claire Hudson. She's had a phenomenal basketball high school career, and I'm excited to see her senior year career. And I'm also really proud of her for committing to Kirkwood. I know it wasn't easy choosing, but I think she made the right choice, and I think she knows she made the right choice.
All right. Brendan McKeon.
I'm just going to do a team one, and I'm going to give it to the Mexico volleyball team. I know that in a lot of the recent years, they haven't had this same kind of success, and it can be tough when you're going on that run. But they, as you said, almost got to the record for wins in a year, and that turnaround has been great for them. And I know that it's been really fun for all the Bulldog fans as well.
No doubt. Leighton Maskey.
I was going to say Ethan Ross from Centralia. He's had a really good year, and he especially shined last night, even though they didn't take home the win.
All right. Michael Doherty?
Well, I've got to go with the not only the seniors for Mexico football, but just the seniors of Mexico High School. You know what? It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of work to play sports, and you put your heart into it, and sometimes it works out wonderful, and sometimes not as wonderful, but it's kind of a lesson in life, and they're learning lessons the hard way sometimes. So, you know what? Shout out to all of the seniors, and good luck to them going forward.
I'm going to choose Caden Benny. He scored the touchdown for the Mexico Bulldogs last night, 25-yard run, the only score for the Bulldogs against MICDS. So Caden Benny, smart, athletic, and my athlete shout out of the week.
And he's good looking.
Well,
all of our stuff.
All right.
Riley Walker's a lucky gal. That's it. I can say that she's
okay.
My friend.
I was gonna say what we got going on here.
We need to start a new segment on the buzzer beater. But next week we might do that. Listen, we're gonna
this
get.
This is why I don't talk.
Oh no,
Riley Walker, you lucky gal.
We appreciate everybody coming in here on the sports show. We're looking forward to talking about more high school playoffs next week. This has been the Roundtable. And for Michael Doherty, Maddie Tolbert, Brendan McKeown, and Leighton Maskey, I'm Matt Pilger. It's been Sports Talk right here on AM 1340 KXEO.